Adam Pengilly, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Can never accuse your quiz of being boring, Loz. Some of your clues, like Steve Hooker winning gold and Nick Kyrgios winning the most Queensland.
Yeah. You've got to give a bit of multiple choice at some stage, mate.
Fantastic.
Gerald Middleton winning the 100-metre sprint.
That's right. Gee,
you are something. Seriously, we're going to have a chat about that off-air. Seriously. Now, today, and it will be covered on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 10 o'clock this morning, Racing New South Wales making an announcement.
Yep, it's going to be a big one this morning, Jared, at the Racing New South Wales offices. A lot of speculation going around what it might be. I think it's probably fair to say there'll be some significant prize money increases, as there usually is. Hopefully spread across the board. So I'll wait and see how that plays out a little bit later this morning. But as you said, it'll be covered on Sky Thoroughbred Central a little bit later this morning and bring you all the news from that press conference.
Trial reviews from Randwick.
Yeah, lost a couple of trialers there yesterday. Well, I was in the Congo, won that main sort of group trial on the course proper there at Randwick. He looked pretty sharp. Converge looked good for Gay and Adrian, obviously coming back from his Randwick Guineas preparation in the autumn. Fangirl, I know I mentioned her on the program yesterday. I know she only beat a couple of runners home in that first trial, but she was absolutely trucking. So I think Chris Waller's got her on track for a big preparation. Another horse I just wanted to mention just quickly was Ebhar. She was a horse I really fancied towards going towards a Golden Slipper early in the campaign last preparation. The wheels just completely fell off, but she came back and trialled really sharply there yesterday. They might have been a little bit fresh, a little bit keen in the going, but she's a horse that's got plenty of ability. Not quite sure what her target's going to be in her three-year-old season, but no doubt the Snows will try and find a suitable race for her. She could turn into a pretty good sprinter yet.
Hey, Adam, the fall yesterday of Michael Walker, how's that? We don't like seeing falls, but this wasn't a great one.
Yeah, Gary, we've had a shocking couple of weeks in racing, haven't we, for the health of our jockeys. And Michael Walker had a bad fall there yesterday at Pakenham Jump Out. He was airlifted to hospital. The initial reports were he was in and out of consciousness, which is a real worry, and he's been placed in the induced coma there yesterday. The latest report we got from the Victorian Jockeys Association last night was that he's been cleared of any internal injuries, which is a fantastic sign. We're waiting to get some more progress from him, I suppose. They'd put out a release, I'd imagine, at some stage today. But our thoughts with Michael. He's on the comeback trail, I suppose, from a long injury layoff he had last year when he had that bad knee injury, blew out his ACL, and had that compartment syndrome as well, I think, from memory, where his leg was just completely ballooning in size and he was in excruciating pain. So very tough break for Michael. Let's hope he's going to come through this okay, and we'll no doubt bring in more news on the program tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and I saw an article yesterday with Leah Kilmer. She made a visit to Robert Heathcote's Eagle Farm Stable, so she's on the mend as well.
Yeah, fantastic news, wasn't it, Loz? I saw some of the pictures there yesterday of her in a wheelchair and visiting some horses. So she had a little break from hospital yesterday, which is fantastic news. She's on the road to recovery, but no doubt it's going to be a very long and difficult road for her to get back to full health.
And, the overseas traders, who I think we touched on this yesterday, but they're certainly coming back to Melbourne for Cups campaigns.
Yeah, did you see the numbers yesterday, Jared? Big numbers yesterday for these overseas entries. 32 horses nominated for the Caulfield Cup from overseas, 43 for the Melbourne Cup and 12 for the Cox Plate. And we had a Melbourne Cup last year, boys, obviously, with COVID restrictions and obviously the protocols that Racing Victoria put in place. What did we have? Only three or four overseas trained horses, I think, in the Melbourne Cup last year. And to be honest, from a punting point of view, I found it refreshing. Just concentrating on the Australian and New Zealand form. But this year, we might have to get out the YouTube replays, whatever replays we can find from overseas, because I think they're coming back en masse for the Cups.
Have you got one for us today at Canterbury Park?
Yeah, race 3, number 3, Speed Legend's my best on the program, Jared. He's a horse that hasn't won for a long time. It's been a long time between drinks, but I think he finds a really suitable race here. He's on trial at the distance at 1,900 metres, and I love the claim for Chris Williams. He's been really good in Saturday grade last start. He's got some nice crosstalk form. I think if horses can run on from the second half of the field there today, which is going to be a bit of a query given the rails of the 8-metre position, he is the best on the program. So race 3, number 3, Speed Legend, my play at Canterbury today.
$3.20 with Tab, just the slightest favourite as it stands. Don't know if you saw the Greg Norman interview over in the US. Tiger Woods, he confirmed that Tiger Woods turned down somewhere between $700 and $800 million to join the LIV Tour.
What's doing with his money? It's just unbelievable, isn't it?
Hey, you know, this is a disruptor in golf, which is probably been needed for some time, but the money is outrageous. And Tiger was going to be the real linchpin for him. That was early days that was offered. It's been kept quiet for quite some time. You know, I was told months ago it was about $800 million that he was offered. It kept just going up. The more that Tiger said no, the more it went up. That would have been a great scalp to get for them, wouldn't it, Adam? You know, get that type of player like that on board. Wow.
Yeah, serious question, Gary. When do they get in a room and actually thrash this out and just sort it out? Because it seems to me at some stage it's going to have to happen.
Yep.
There's going to have to be some sort of agreement between the PGA Tour and Greg. The longer it goes on, the worse it is. So, geez, I don't know. I just think they need to get down, get in a room and just sort this out.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, the guys who are going to be... I think there's going to be a mass exodus from the US Tour after the FedEx Cup in 3-4 weeks' time from the Tour Champs. You'll see a bunch that'll go there. And then what'll happen, not I've got a crystal ball, but if they do all sit down, the guys who have gone, who will then will be accepted back onto the PGA Tour, they're the clever ones. You know, they've taken the $100 million and, you know, put it in their bank accounts, and now they can play both tours at any time. But they'll have to have a schedule that will suit. So that means the tour will have to sit down, because they have 44 tournaments at the moment. So yeah, where do you fit the LIV Tour into 44 tournaments? You can't. So the structure might be, Adam, that it might be that there'll be a world tour that'll be 20 events, and then the US Tour, the DP World, and all the other tours sit underneath that, and then they feed to each other.
Yeah.
That could be the way. And that's the way that Norman had it years ago. Not to that extent. It was more about Norman back then, because it was all for the elite players, and then the elite players who drove the game and the money into the game should get more of the money and then filter down in the others. That was his reasoning for it back then. So I think it'll go that way at some time. Well, I hope the powers to be sit down.
Yeah, just quickly before you go, boys, I actually had a chat with Trevor Hillman, Gowie, the President's Cup captain, yesterday about planning towards the President's Cup and some of the Australians that are on the radar for him. And he just said it's been so difficult for him to plan to have a team and a team harmony and a team environment going towards the President's Cup, just given the implication and the threat of guys defecting to live golf. So you're right, the FedEx Cup playoffs will obviously finish later this month, and then the potential return to the President's Cup in September. And he's desperately hoping that a lot of his higher profile guys, the Cam Smiths, the Hidekis, these sort of guys stay with the PGA Tour through to the President's Cup and play in that. So he's still got a competitive team against the United States.
No, that's a good point, mate. And he's up against it, because I've heard Hideki is somewhere in the realms of $300 million.
It's just
because
crazy,
it's a big scalp for them to get, you know, Japan and that Asian market is a massive coup for them. So he's been offered supposedly the second highest amount opposed to Tiger Woods.
Yeah, just crazy.
Good on you, Adam. Have a good one.
Thanks, boys.